Breath.
Good evening. Welcome to the September 2nd meeting of the Kitsap County Planning Commission. Thank you for your participation. I'd like to start with introductions. Can we start online, David?
Dave Leet, North Kitsap.
And to the right?
Adrian Hampton, Central Kitsap.
Kathy Meisenberg, North Kitsap.
Good evening, Richard Chaddock, Central Kitsap.
Alan Beam, Central Kitsap.
Ashley Hall, South Kitsap.
Danielle Douthat, South Kitsap.
Caleb Nelson, South Kitsap.
This is going to be a hybrid meeting. As such, please silence all electronic devices during the meeting. If you're attending in person, please refrain from conversations with other attendees or staff during the meeting. If you wish to provide general comment, public comment, or the public hearing comment, we have four methods available. First is virtual attendees, raise your hand at the appropriate time using the raise your hand button at the bottom of the Zoom window. Your name will be called and your microphone will be unmuted. Second, call-in attendees can signal by pressing *9 on your keypad. Your last four digits of the phone number will be called and you will be connected. You may need to dial *6 to unmute your phone. Third, written comments and testimony can be submitted to the staff or emailed to cjewel@kitsap.gov by 2 p.m. of the day prior to the meeting. Please include the date of the meeting that the comments are meant for, your name, the agenda item that you're addressing. Submitted comments will then be entered into the record at the appropriate time. For all speakers, please state your name and general area in which you live. Comments today are 2 minutes for the general public comments section and 3 minutes for the public hearing. These times are adjustable if necessary. First on the agenda is adopting the agenda.
I move we adopt the agenda as presented.
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. Agenda
aye.
Is adopted. Next is adoption of minutes. We have the minutes from the July 15th meeting.
I move to adopt the minutes from the July 15th meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor? Agenda adopted, minutes adopted. That brings us to our first general comment period. Do we have any comments from the electronic side? That would be Mr. Palmer.
Thank you for the opportunity to comment. My comment this evening has more to do with a question as to why all the cancellations of Planning Commission meetings. It seems like that the staff, who I believe to be the ones responsible for canceling the meetings, could be at least providing the Planning Commission with previews of things to come. Things they're working on that will come for work study session or public hearing or both. So I don't know if staff has a chance to respond, but if they do, I would like to hear their response. Thank you.
Thank you for your observation. Do you want to respond?
Can you hear me? Okay. Hi. Hi, Bill. Cecilia Olson with DCD. The meeting that is canceled on the 16th is actually being rescheduled to the 23rd. And then upcoming November 4th, the chambers are also going to be in use for elections. So that meeting is going to, we're exploring alternative dates, either the week before or adding another date to make up for that, because we won't be able to use the chambers for the meeting. Does that answer your question? It's just conflicts with the chambers for these meetings.
Thank you very much. Do we have any comments in the room? Seeing none, we will close the first general comment period. That brings us to the purpose of the meeting today, which is the public hearing on the 2025 Standards for Sanitary Sewer Update.
Is that a good volume? Oh, my goodness. Is that a good volume for everyone? Okay. Let me get my screen going here. So good afternoon, planning commissioners and members of the public. My name is Anthony Burgess. I am a capital project manager with the Public Works Sewer Utility Division. Tonight, we are hosting the public hearing for the 2025 Sewer Standards Update. For the commissioners in the room, a lot of these slides will be repeated from our previous workshops, so bear with me. I did want to make sure that we painted the complete picture for any of the members of the public who haven't been a part of this exhilarating journey we've been on. So a quick agenda for this evening. I'll go over our public outreach efforts and a recap of where we're at in the Planning Commission schedule. That will look slightly different from your slide deck. We'll go over what is sewer, an introduction to the standards and why an update is needed. What exactly did we change? Two quick recaps from the two workshops we've held with this team, and any questions you have for me before we open to a public hearing. The image on the screen shows the outreach efforts and the discussions we've had with the Planning Commission. Starting with the workshop with the Kitsap Builders Association, we then had a briefing, a work study, our SEPA determination of non-significance was published. A second work study, our SEPA comment period ended. We then are at tonight, which is the public hearing. And what's different in your slide deck was a proposal to combine the deliberations and findings of fact. If that is not something that is supported after this hearing, please let me know and I will adjust my package for the next time I come. So quickly, what is sewer? Anytime you flush the toilet, use the kitchen sink, use the shower, your liquid stream either goes to what's called a septic tank in your yard, or it goes into a municipal sewer system. Kitsap County is a sewer-only system, meaning we do not have storm water entering into it. That's called a combined sewer. All of those pipes and pumps and structures end up leading to our treatment plants. The treatment plant on the screen is our central Kitsap treatment facility. It is our largest. We do have four, and we have some statistics of just how many miles of pipe we have, over 220 within the county, four treatment plants, and over 65 pump stations and growing. Ultimately, that liquid stream goes through a very comprehensive biological process and is then discharged into the Puget Sound, and we are regulated by the Department of Ecology. For three of our plants, one of them is regulated by the EPA. So an introduction to what the standards are. They were originally adopted in 1996. It was the original mechanism performed by the county to create our development standards. It also created several of our codes, which are still in existence today, and several forms. Between then and now, we have had several internal attempts to update these standards. They ultimately failed to navigate the formal adoption process, meaning we never went through a public engagement period, no SEPA, no hearing, and no formal resolution before the board. The most recent update was in 2020, and those have been utilized unofficially by the sewer utility just out of an act of self-preservation because the older standards are so out of date. Moving forward to now, the 2025 standards incorporates much of the work performed by those previous attempts, and we have formatted it to be consistent with other jurisdictions, and it will serve as a benchmark for future work. That's a kind way of saying it's not perfect. There's still more work to be done. It is a living, breathing document. The upper part of this slide is a bit redundant, but what it does capture is some of the perception of these standards and the feedback we've been given from the contracting community and development community. They're not easily understood. There are perceived barriers to development. Requirements are not consistent with current construction practices. And there have been several policy changes that have not been incorporated. So what we did is we updated all of our figures in the format of the Word document into a modern format. We've included some of those policies. We've reorganized it to be a better resource for the community that's actually going to use this. If you want to have a document which is utilized, it needs to be understood. We've expanded upon several sections to clarify gray or silent topics. Again, it's not a perfect document. I'm sure there's areas we missed. We've updated the means and methods, or how you actually build our sewer pipe, to be consistent with current construction practices and current inspection requirements. And we've tried to structure the document to be comprehensive, and we brought this forward in two parts to the Planning Commission. Those two parts we called Priority 1 and Priority 2. Priority 1 is the jurisdiction means and methods. These were considered industry-specific requirements that have to be updated. This directly correlates to the safety of our personnel and the longevity of our infrastructure and how it's installed. Priority 2 was focusing on the development issues, a lot of feedback from the Builders Association and some of those historical feedback we've been given from the community at large. Some of those development regulations include policies that are not outright covered in already adopted standards, like the Washington State Department of Transportation manual or the ecology guidance documents. We went through each of those issues, of those developer issues, and we'll go through the results of those two workshops now. I'll start with workshop 2 because it lands with priority 1. A little confusing there. We'll work through it. What this slide represents is how we've restructured the document from 1996, moving forward 29 years later to 2025. Looking at the bold font at the bottom of the page, it's about the same heft of a document in page count. However, you will see that the print of the font is a little smaller. We're utilizing the margins a little bit better. But what we've done is we've taken 7 divisions, which were very broad and difficult to follow, and broken them out into 13 individual sections to better aid the end user, whether that be us or for the community that's going to be using this document to make us happy and accept the project. And this is just a depiction of the 96 standards and how it was organized in the table of contents versus today's. Another example. Priority 2, follow-up from workshop number 1, was focusing on development issues. Each of these issues were explored on a subject-by-subject basis. We had excellent discussion. These issues were born out of public comment, out of historical knowledge from our staff, knowing what the typical public complaints are. Ultimately, we brought these issues before the board, we discussed them in earnest, and we had several takeaways. One of the primary discussion points was the proposal for allowing neighborhoods on private streets to not dedicate their pipe. We heard some very good feedback about steps that would need to be taken to explore that again, so we took that off the table. We reworded a policy that we adopted from the city of Bremerton to be more specific to our case and make it more Kitsap County friendly, including statements for reimbursement for homeowner-borne expenses. providing a little bit of flexibility for geotech certifications and materials that maybe we're not specifying in the document, and then clarifying how we treat ADUs when it comes to connection fees. These were all very good discussion points, and I'm very thankful for the engagement we had from this group. That is the end of my presentation, and I wanted to open it up to any questions you have before I'm not allowed to talk anymore and we go into hearing.
I think we go.
Okay. I think that's, yep, that's the end.
The next step is a public hearing on sewer standards for Kitsap County update. Do we have anybody who wants to talk? Electronically? Nothing here.
I don't see anyone online or in person.
Okay. I'd like to formally open the hearing, public hearing for sewer standards, Kitsap County update. Having no comments, I'd like to informally close the public hearing comment period. That leaves us with general public comment period number two. Well, that's good of the order. We'll come right to that. No, hearing no further comments in general public hearing, number two, open the session for the public good.
I do have a question for you, not necessarily around the standards. I'm a big fan, definitely support it. And just from the temperature of those that are in this industry as far as contractor side, not the full like end user, but on the contractor side, very excited and happy about this coming together. So thank you for your diligence and your team. I'm sure it wasn't just you. It might have been. So if it was just you, thank you, but you and your team. Question around, you had mentioned that possibly combining your deliberations and findings of fact. Is that something that we were discussing today, or is that not?
That was cleared by the schedule and an independent meeting with the Planning Commission clerk and the chair. It was just if anyone disagreed with that, I'd like to know sooner than later. Otherwise, I'll come prepared for that meeting next.
So would that move everything to October 7th or move everything to the 23rd if everyone's in line?
Ideally, we could put it on the 23rd if that's acceptable.
Okay. I'm in support of that. I don't want to speak for the whole, but I'm in support of that.
Any other comments for the public good?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you also for, I think, a really great process of listening to the comments that you came here that first workshop meeting and said, let's talk about it, listened, and I really appreciate the openness and response of the county to the input you received.
Thank you.
Anybody else? David? Hearing no further comments, I'm open for a suggestion to close.
Mr. Chair, I move that we close the September 2, 2025 Planning Commission meeting.
Second?
I second that.
Discussion? Closed. I have a question. Yeah.